palatial Pride 48 studios high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Barack Obama. Yeah, he won, bitches, so shut the fuck up. If you want to find out more about the president, go to whitehouse.gov. Don't go to whitehouse.com. That's a porn site. Don't forget to use the special listener discount and checkout code DI Plus for a special taxpayer savings or something like that. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the tax-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
So wait, are we getting a discount at whitehouse.gov if we enter a DI? Wow.
Yes.
So my taxes next year, like?
Yes. No, not yet. It's a year delayed. So if you go and use that discount now, you will get a discount on your taxes when you file next April. Not this coming April, but when you file next April.
We could negotiate some, like, Obamacare, you know, benefits as well or something by using that.
No, everyone gets those. You don't have to be a DI Plus listener for those. It's just, you know, you get a special, you get a special little, extra. I was trying to be real slick there.
And
I
wasn't. you and that Jesus. Theme song.
We need to change it.
I know you've said that. I know that you feel that way because you feel like it's stale. See, you and I are, like, I like things to be familiar.
Are we
going to
get into this? Because no. If we're going to get into this, then I'm going to have to be all bitchy. And we already know that I don't want to be bitchy.
No, I'm just saying that you and I have a fundamental, like, I'm all about familiarity and people turn on DI Plus and they're like, it's like a warm blanket enveloping me.
It's like a warm, wet blanket
and you're like, over a fire
and creating a whole bunch of smoke that kind of like gets right in your windpipe and it's just...
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
I was going to say something else relating to your intro and I can't remember what it was. So that's okay.
Excellent.
I won't.
What was I going to say? I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, hi. We're back. So we took a week off, a forced week off or something like that. I don't know. Because I was in Florida doing a thing. So,
Yeah, you were in Florida doing a thing. And were you driving back on that day or?
No, I didn't drive. Actually, you know, now that I live here in New England, driving to Florida would be a 21-hour ordeal. So, no, I flew out. So, if you don't know, my dad died. So I don't know if that ever made it to a show or if that happened after we recorded and whatnot. So between the last time that we recorded and now, dad died. I think he had already died when... No, you're right.
Because
he died on Monday.
We recorded on
Sunday, and he died the next day on Monday. So dad died, and I had already bought plane tickets for right now to fly down for this coming week. But since he went ahead and died, I had to change all that and get out of here a lot earlier. And I don't know what it was. You know how like people always say, like, oh, you know, someone up there was watching out for me. Because, you know, this weird thing happened. The day after my dad died, you know, the skies parted and the water was calm. And I knew that he was up there watching after me. So the day that I left here to fly down to visit dad, you know, to go down for dad's service, it was a fucking nor'easter that was dumping 9.5 inches of snow on New Haven.
I was sitting here trying to think.
It took me 3.5 hours to drive to Bradley Airport, which is only an hour away in bad conditions. Literally driving down an interstate. I think I was on the interstate. I couldn't actually tell if I was on it. I was driving in the tire wipes of the people in front of me, hoping that they were still on the interstate. In the most harrowing, crazy, I can't believe I couldn't see. I was like driving in a whiteout situation. It's like, yeah, so I guess if we're going to follow that logic, then dad really didn't want me to fly.
Well, you know, you could look at it another way. You could look at it, you know, as all of this stuff happened to take my mind off of all the bad stuff. So, you know, you're having to deal with all this snow and almost wrecking and, you know, all this, you know, traffic jams and everything. And so maybe that's just a way of keeping your mind off of other things.
So I, you know, was just trying to get, every so often I'd pick up my phone and would talk to the phone, you know, like flight, whatever the flight name, just to see if it was getting delayed, right? Because I was trying to make it to the airport. I had left in plenty of time, but the snowstorm was rapidly eating up all my time. So I was trying to get there and the flight was not being delayed. I finally made it to the airport 20 minutes before my flight. We got parked in the short-term parking, rushed inside, quite sure that I was going to hear them say, you know, "I'm sorry, it's too late to board that." I get in, I'm like, "I'm so sorry." And by the way, the only last-minute ticket I could get was first class. So I was actually flying first class. And I guess it was because I was flying first class that they didn't, like, get all snotty with me, but they were basically said, no, that plane just landed. You're fine. You've got time. Just go ahead and get over. Anyway, it ended up being delayed, and then I ended up spending the night in Charlotte, at the Charlotte airport, in a hotel at Charlotte, because they put me up in a hotel there. But it was really weird. It was one of those things that I don't know if you know, maybe this predates you, but there used to be a person on this show named Anne, the naughty bed monkey.
I've listened to your show almost all the way from the beginning.
Long before your time.
Yeah, I've listened to the I+.
There was Anne, the naughty bed monkey. Now, Anne had decided that she was going to drive down to Florida for Dad's services. So I am stuck in the Charlotte airport. Now, the Charlotte airport is in Charlotte, North Carolina, but it's only about an hour and 10 minutes north of Columbia, where I used to live, which is where the naughty bed monkey lives. So I called her. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I called her. I'm like, "Hey, when are you driving down to Florida?" And she was like, I'm driving down in the morning. I was like, "Oh, so if I could get my luggage here, right, then maybe you could come pick me up. I'll spend the night at your house and I'll just ride down with you. We'll switch off driving. That way you don't have to drive the whole way and we can visit on the way down there and, anyway, long story short, no, couldn't do that because I was not allowed to get my suitcase. And if I didn't get on that plane in Charlotte the next morning, they would have thrown my suitcase out because I might have been a terrorist. I might have been a bomb. I don't know.
Really? If you don't complete your journey, your suitcase does not complete the journey either?
The only way it would have happened is if Tampa had been my final destination. If you miss any piece of the leg, they send the luggage to your ending destination, which in my case would have been back home in Hartford. So if I had missed any leg of the flight, they would have sent my luggage back to Hartford.
Well, that sucks.
I know. So I didn't get to ride with Anne.
I mean, all the hilarity that would have ensued in a drive with Anne down to Florida. I mean, you would have had stuff to talk about for like a year, maybe.
So regardless, I made it down there. And it was a huge to-do. And I can talk about it, but I know you've got things here on the list.
Gosh, I feel, you know, your stuff is so much more, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure people want to hear about your stuff. So, I mean,
Let me just say this. If Big Fatty had relatives that lived in the, wherever the fuck he lives, Charleston. If he had relatives that lived in Charleston, they would have to go through what we had to go through, what my dad's relatives had to go through. Because Big Fatty, you know, is a very beloved figure in his town, right? Very beloved figure, my dad was a very beloved figure in this tiny little town that we all live in, or my family all lives in. So there were two different events. There was the visitation, right? Dad was being cremated, so there was no funeral or whatever. You know what I'm saying? There was no funeral pallbearer thing, you know?
Right, no casket.
So what they had at the funeral home was a visitation. So it was a 2-hour visitation on Friday evening. And then on Saturday day, like Saturday late morning, they had a service at the church followed by a covered dish dinner because that's, I guess, what Protestants do.
Casseroles.
Yes. They love their hot dishes. So there's this visitation, right? So we had to go to the visitation and we were told to be there at 5:30. The visitation started at 6. We were told to be there at 5:30 so that we could help get everything in order. So we got to the funeral area, to the funeral home at 5:30. We had 5 cases of wine for this visitation. So someone had donated 5 cases of wine. By the way, when I first got to my mom's house, it's like every conceivable baked good on the planet was there.
Well, because when someone dies, my dad died when I was 10 years old. And
I'm sorry.
It's a long time ago. But yeah, thank you. So when that happens, the food start. People don't know what to do. So
yes,
it is like a train of food just going in and out of the house.
It is. And in Wes, the country boy in the chat room, by the way, we're streaming live on Pride 48. In the chat room said, was there fried chicken? Yes, there was fried chicken. There was pork. There was barbecue ribs. There was barbecue chicken. But Dad was the doctor of several of the restaurateurs in town. So the Johnson's Barbecue restaurant sent over like 50,000 pounds of ribs and chicken. Yes, there was mac and cheese. Any Southern, I'm just going to stop the chat room right now. Any Southern dish you could possibly conceive of.
Fried green tomatoes.
Yes, we had fried green tomatoes. Yes.
So your diet then? If you had all that food around.
Fried chicken's on my list. That's meat. Right. Pork, barbecue. Yes, chat room, peach cobbler.
they're gonna keep going down the list of everything you could. Oh, was there? What about rhubarb pie?
No, that's not a southern dish.
That's more of a northern.
Yeah, it's more of a northern dish. All right, so we're there, and my family is pretty much smartasses like myself. So we're all making fun. Well, except for my mom, but we're all making fun of the baked goods, right? Because you can just look at the kitchen counter covered with baked goods. And there was there was no strawberry cobbler. We're the winter strawberry capital of the world. They're not in season yet. I'm sorry. For those of you listening, not following the chat room, you're not.
You're going to have to publish the official menu.
Publish the chat. Yes. All right. I know where I'm going here. So hold on. So we had all this food. So we would go down the list, go down the thing. And, oh, look, here's a homemade pound cake. They cared. Here's a homemade banana bread. They cared. Here's a store-bought cupcakes. No. Who the fuck are these people? Why didn't they should have just donated money to the spring or one of the why give us store-bought stuff?
Some people can't cook. It doesn't mean they didn't
care. That was in the papers, in all of the obituaries and articles that were written. It specifically said, in lieu of flowers, make a donation. Dad had, 100 different things that he was involved in. So we suggested that you make a donation to the Plant City Community Theater or to the Spring, which was a shelter for battered women that Dad helped found. There's my grandniece has a charity called Madison's Mission to help feed poor people. There's like all of these cool things that you could donate to. Which, by the way, next week on the show, I think we can get Madison on the phone.
Oh, okay, cool.
Madison has my birthday. She's like four or five now. Anyway, so, she has my birthday.
The chat room keeps going, and
There might have been.
When I first learned how to make homemade bread, I modified a monkey bread recipe to make the bread. So that had a special one. I wanted to ask this. What about cheese garlic grits?
No, nobody made grits. All right, so now let me get back to the visitation. So we're back to the vision. We got the five cases of wine, which, by the way, the whole thing that led to the food was someone donated the five cases of wine for the visitation. So there's five cases of wine there in the at the funeral home. We get there at 5:30. There's already people there because apparently it turns out that the Plant City Community Theater is doing a play that night. So all of the PCE people are there early so that they can say and then go to the play that they're performing in. So we get there 5:30, and immediately at 5:30, we get put on the spot, right? Now we're having to sit there, thank you so much. And just like earlier when you said people don't know what to say, well, that goes doubly for the family. I don't know what to say. It's like, you look like him.
I think
what is the appropriate response to that? Oh, you look, I say thank you, but it's like, okay, he was older and a little bit shorter, but okay, thank you. It's like, I don't think I look like him, but.
One thing you can say, if someone comes up to you and says, we're really sorry, you could just say, me too.
I did. But I didn't want to be a smartass, right? I mean, these people, I don't know what to say. And it's just kind of like, so you just end up saying the same thing over and over. It's like, thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
You say,
in lieu of speaking to me, please make a donation to my wine glass. So the thing here is that I knew it would be a big ordeal, but I wasn't quite prepared for. So this Wells funeral home where this thing was is a very big place because it has a lot of different rooms and whatnot. But apparently the line, because Robert told me, is like the line went all the way. We were in the front of one of the main rooms and then went out like down the hallway, out the door, around the building to the back, and was like snaking back on itself of people in line to come in and it was amazing.
Are you sure it was a funeral and not like the iPhone going on sale?
There were so many people, some of whom I knew, some of whom I barely remembered. The cutest story was my nephew, Kent, said this lady was talking to him for like 10 minutes and was say, oh, when you were a child and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, everything she was saying was plausible, right? I could have been the little kid in diapers or whatever. And at the end of it, she's like going, oh, that was like, that must have been like 30 years ago. And Kent's like, I'm 25. So perhaps you're thinking of someone else. And she's like, oh, you're not Dan. It's, oh, no. So I guess I look like my, well, I guess my nephew looks like me.
So I think you and I are, you were saying that there was a visitation, but there was, you know, because your dad was being cremated, there was no actual body to look at or whatever.
Right. We had pictures on the right. DVD screens and pictures everywhere. And yeah.
So you and I are perfectly suited to do this. One of two things. The first thing is, since we're podcasters and we do video now, I think that we should each record a video for our funeral.
Oh, you know, of us doing our own eulogy.
Yeah. So, right. So you know, thank you all for coming. Please enjoy the food, blah, right. blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we could start a business, though. You make video recordings of people, right. you know, saying what they want to say to everyone in lieu of, you know,
right.
having a body or whatever.
So, the visitation was very late. It ended up not ending at 8 o'clock like it was supposed to. It went for a very long time. The funeral home folks were really, really good sports and stayed there, even though they should have, you know, by all rights, they should have ended their evening to go home. But they were stayed there as everyone got through. And we found out later that there were people that drove by and they were just like, oh, there's no way we'll make it in. So they just didn't come in. So it was crazy. So the next day we go to the service and there was two things. So we were asked if we wanted to speak. So each of the kids, there's four kids. So did the kids want to speak? My sister and my next oldest brother, Les, wanted to speak. And my oldest brother and myself said, no, I don't want to speak. And there was that luncheon afterwards. And I was like, you know what? I'll speak at the luncheon because that's like more informal. And I can tell one of Dad's stories and I'll just do it there. But if I do it in the service, right, I'm going to stand up and now I have to look at my front row of my family all crying. And that's just going to, you know. So I was actually very, very proud of my sister and my brother-in-law, my sister and my brother for speaking in the service because neither one of them talk a lot. They're not like public speakers. You know what I'm saying? Like yes. I inherited that from my dad. I'm fine. I'll, you know, give me a microphone. I'm fine.
Well, if you know, that's what I do. I can only imagine with you though. Under the circumstances, anyone would tear up and not be able to speak. But especially you, we know from like Pride 48 events and everything right. else, you get up and try to start speaking, saying yeah. something nice, and yeah. there you go.
But they did a great job speaking. Both we had the right amount of seriousness and in comedy and whatnot. It was very. They did a really good job. And then after the funeral, after the service, we went over to right across the street for the big thing. And I spoke and told the same story that Dad told on Fatty's podcast. I pronounced the dead story. So I told that story. Then my oldest brother decided that he was going to talk and he told a story as well. So it was, there was lots of storytelling. It was a good time had by all there were two ministers, I guess, ministered to preachers, whatever. What am I trying to say? There was
pastors,
the
ministers.
Yeah, two pastors. All right. So there was one of them who was the Episcopal.
That might be a priest.
Priest. He was Father Tom.
Yeah, priest.
Father Tom. Now, Father Tom was in a lot of plays with Dad, and he's actually a friend of Dad's, and he's the one that gave the actual eulogy. And I really, really, I'm very jaded about religion because there's so many hucksters out there, and I just think that people are, you know, I think it's a lot of bullshit. But Father Tom seemed very genuine. He wasn't pushing an agenda. He was actually telling his personal stories about Dad, and I felt he was very genuine, and I really enjoyed his speech. His eulogy. I enjoyed it. He seems like a nice guy. He seems like one of those people I could, you know, it's like, oh, okay. You're a dude I could relate to, right? I mean, I'm cool with you. You seem genuine. You seem to believe the stuff that you're saying, and so I can respect that. The other one, the Methodist preacher who, because we're Methodist, I guess, his was horrible. he was basically like at the end of it, he like turned it into like, you know, a call to like, you know, give your life to Jesus like Dr. Brewer had, and I'm like, Dad had his own religion, but at the same time, you know, half of my family is Muslim, half of my family are atheist. Oh, and that's more than a half. Anyway, a portion of my family is Muslim, a portion of my family is atheist. A lot of his patient base spread all kinds of religions, Jewish and whatever, and Dad has never in his life ever, like, pushed his religious beliefs on anyone ever. And I just thought that that was really tacky, because it was just kind of like, dude, it's like, do you not see all of the people out in the service here? Do you not see the entire, you know, church filled with people who normally never come to church? You're not going to convert the Muslims, dude. So just, like, you know, why do you have to, like, bring Jesus up? So I didn't care for his thing at all. So there you go. So one dude that I really liked who gave the eulogy, and the other guy I really didn't care for.
So the chat room is saying that would be called a message.
A message.
His message.
He seemed very genuine, and I like it. He actually came up to me after the service, before the food. Father Tom came up to me, and he's like, you know, I just wanted to tell you this. You know, in all of the printed material, so in the paper and on the programs and everything, it had the kids listed and then their spouses' names in parentheses. So Robert's name was everywhere that I was, right? So it's like, you know, say Daniel Brewer, Robert Wilson, you know, Les Brewer, Syra Khan, you know. And so it had all of us, you know, them just listed as spouses. He was like, you know, it's, I thought it was very touching that your partner was listed everywhere in all of the publications. And that says a lot about your family and a lot about, you know, your community and whatnot, for them to accept you like that. So he's like, I thought that was very nice, and I wanted to tell you that I was very touched by that. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad everything went as well as it could. You know, one thing I wanted to bring up that I just thought about is, you know, you would ask Mrs. Manners what is appropriate for certain situations. And yes, when you posted something on Google Plus after he died, and yeah,
you don't plus one it, right?
Well, you know, right, what is the internet, you know, etiquette around someone mm-hmm. dying? Because I'm your friend, but I know you don't like to talk on the phone much. And right. So I thought, well, I'm probably not going to call Daniel, because he probably doesn't want to talk on the phone, and it would probably be awkward because I don't know what to say and he won't know what to say back and whatever.
Yeah.
So I just commented on your post, but I thought, is that rude that mm-hmm. I commented on a post? So in my comment, I said, you know, this is not, obviously, I think there are much better things to, I don't remember what I said in my comment, but yeah, basically I said, you know, I'm here if you want to talk, but, and I thought, what is the etiquette around a Google Plus comment,
see,
or
I,
any internet something, you know?
I don't know. And, you know, I got tons of messages and comments and emails from everyone, and thank you all so much. I don't know what to say back, so I didn't reply to any of them. And I hope you understand. I they made me feel good. Thank you so much. You know, so.
So that, you know.
There's times, like now, that I'm fine. And then there's other times that I will forget that he's dead and then remember, and it's kind of like it hitting you for the first time, you know, like kind of like getting a sneak sucker punch or something. You know, it was very, I don't know, it's really weird, because it's not like I don't live next door to him, so I don't see him all the time. So in a certain sense, you can forget the fact that he's dead, because it's not someone you see every day, right?
Right.
And you call, you know, I try to call Mom, and the answer machine answers, and it's Dad on the answer machine. And it's like, oh wait, he's dead. Oh, and then, you know, then it hits you again. So I know it's tough. But, you know, he was 85. He lived a good life. One of the, I don't mean to dominate this entire show by this, but one of the things that I found amusing, and I also spoke of this at the covered dish dinner, or whatever, the hot dish, the covered dish. Which, by the way, that I later found out, there's four chefs at the hospital. They all cooked the food for that covered dish. So they, like, made prime rib and stuff, because that was their donation. So we had, like, even more food, which is all really good. It's just, my God, there's a lot of food. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, so I told this story because there was, like, three different articles about Dad. So there was like one newspaper wrote an article about Dad. Another newspaper wrote an article about Dad. And then there was the obituary that we paid to have published. So there was these three different things kind of hanging out there. And the one that was the local newspaper story started off, it was on the tbo.com. You can find it there. But it starts off, literally the first sentence of the first paragraph is, you know, Harold David Brewer, who delivered 5,000 babies over a career that spanned four decades. And I brought this up at the cover dish thing. I'm like, now, you know, on the one thing, it's very, very touching that people write stories about Dad. You know, it's very touching that he was so important to so many people's lives. And, but you have to understand, does the reporter just not know math, maybe? Maybe that's it. Maybe he just doesn't grok math. Because 5,000 babies over 4 decades, so 40 years, there's 2,080 weeks in 40 years. Right. 52 weeks a year.
Okay.
2,080 weeks. That would be 2.4 babies a week, every single week without a single week off for 40 years. And on top of that, he's supposed to have starred in numerous community theater plays and like done all these other, he wouldn't have had time to do that because he would have been delivering all those talking babies. It's just,
well,
there's no possible way.
Come from somewhere. Like a good number, you know?
And no, well, that was the funny thing is that apparently I found out later that this reporter was interviewing my siblings on speakerphone. And he was asking these questions and they were just like, well, how many babies has he delivered and something like that? And somebody was just like, going, I don't know, like 5,000 or something. They just like made up a number and the guy wrote it down and reported
it. It reminds me of all the DI Plus news stories that I read. And there's always,
right, exactly.
You always say, you know, Harold so-and-so and then right. Some weird trivia fact about them, right. You know, because they right. have to say something after their name. It's like they learned that in journalism school, apparently.
Right. Now, you know, on the one hand, I can understand that I don't know how many babies Dad delivered. I don't know. I would have thrown out a number too, but certain onus has to fall on the reporter to like maybe do a little bit of math there. Just like, what? Really? 5,000? That seems high. Like, I'm just saying, even if Dad was an OBGYN, that would be high. Unless he just had like a whole bunch of quadruplets and sextuplets or something over the years, because that's a whole lot of babies. That's all I got to say.
It is. It's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of babies. So there you go. I'm sorry. I'm done now. I'm finished.
I wanted you to take as much time as you needed because my topics all sound so trivial.
I flew back. It's been cold up here. Now this is the second year in a row I've not seen it snow. It snowed 9.5 inches here and I just saw it as I was leaving. So I didn't even get to see it. And by the time I came back, I was all done. So I don't know.
I'm sure it'll snow again.
I would just like to say a very, very huge thank you to Stephen from Wisconsin who has unsubscribed. He doesn't listen anymore. But if Stephen were to listen, I wanted to thank him for coming and taking care of the cats on his birthday, even on his birthday weekend, coming and taking care of the cats and stuff so that I could fly out and do the service. And
well, I hear he likes to sit around by himself and drink at night. So I'm sure he could just.
Well, his parents had come into town for his birthday. So he had stuff going on. And so I was just like, oh, that's shit. I don't want to take away from your birthday, whatever. So I was just like, you know what? If your parents are staying at a hotel, why don't you just have them cancel their hotel and they could just stay at my place. And that way they don't have to pay for the hotel and you can all stay together. And, you know, that way you can cook and do laundry and stuff like that. So it ended up working out okay. And so they came here and stayed. They bought a lovely card for me to thank me, which I should honestly have been thanking them. And a bottle of wine, which I was like, oh, here's a bottle of wine. I will save this until Robert gets home, and that way we can drink it together, maybe on Thanksgiving, because it's a nice bottle of wine. I went and picked Robert up at the airport last week, brought him home. I woke up Friday morning. He had drunk the bottle of wine. So much for that.
Well, I didn't do much of anything while you were traveling. I was, you know, I will say this. When you get to the point in your life where you're sitting around with your family or with your parents and you're watching PBS DVDs of travel shows
yes.
on a Saturday night. You have this realization that I am old.
Yes.
Something has happened. What is the guy's name? You know, Steve somebody or other. It's this guy that all he does is write travel blogs and books and he's on PBS all the time. I can't remember his name.
Steve the traveling guy.
But Big Fatty maybe knows it. I don't know why I think Big Fatty.
Why would Big Fatty know?
Clearly.
Why would Big Fatty know him?
I don't. Rick Steves. That's it. Gravitas Noob. Okay. Rick Steves.
Rick
so I got
Steves.
It. But we get to the episode where he's visiting the baths at some you know, European.
That's why you thought of Big Fatty.
And I'm like,
you were at the baths.
And I'm sitting there with my parents and my grandma, you know, and he's like going in and getting rubbed down by, you know, this person. And I was thinking to myself, that's not my experience at the baths generally, but I guess they couldn't show that part of it. They had a lot of footage that had to go on the cutting room floor for,
I have been to the baths many times, as a youngster, and, I don't ever recall soap being involved.
As a youngster, wait a minute, how old were you when you're saying that you were a youngster?
You know, in my late 20s.
Okay. 30s. Okay. That, okay. Because I was thinking youngster. I was like, you really? Yeah.
No soap. Well, I mean, soap later, like soap.
Well, yeah, you need soap later for sure.
Soap later, but not soap. Never mind.
So anyway, I did that. That was one of my exciting events that took place, you know, while you were traveling around and having snowstorms and covered dish dinners and everything. And,
Did I mention that I flew first class?
You did, yeah. Like I did coming back from Vegas.
That's right. Except the difference is I had to pay for mine.
No. Yeah, they gave mine. You know what you should have done? And I don't know if you did this, but you know they will give you special bereavement fares.
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yeah, it was taken care of.
Oh, okay. Well, so there you go. So that was that. I did that like that weekend that we didn't record. That was my exciting thing. I did go to a birthday party afterwards, but they were almost done. So I was there like 30 minutes.
All right. Now you set off something here in the chat room. So now Ricky is like going, well, they don't do that anymore, blah, blah, blah. So here's what happened. My brother is a frequent flyer, had lots of frequent flyer miles. So he was able to get me a last minute ticket using frequent flyer points. And then we had to pay a little bit extra because the only seat available was first class. So it was not a full price, full class, first class ticket. It was a frequent flyer miles thing. However, I will say this, not to interrupt your story, Adam, but
no, it's fine.
I had previously, as mentioned, I had bought the plane tickets for this for right now to go down for Thanksgiving, the original tickets. And that was on JetBlue. And knowing that Dad could have gone either way, I went ahead and picked up the optional insurance so that in case Dad did die, I could get a refund on those. And so I went ahead and filed for the refund and, you know, they're like, oh, make sure you call the airline and cancel your tickets. And I don't know if I should mention this on the show or not, but basically when I called JetBlue to cancel, they're like, oh, why are you canceled? And I was like, because my dad, and they're like, oh, well, if you would, you know, can you give us the name of the funeral home and your dad's name? And I did. And then they, hold on a second. Then they came back and they basically, they gave us a full refund for the JetBlue tickets in the form of Robert and I both now have JetBlue credit of that amount to use within the next year. So and plus the travel insurance company will still be reimbursing us for them. So there you go.
That's really cool of them.
Windfall. Everyone's dad should die. No, that was too soon. Too soon.
Well, I'm sure everyone's dad will die at some point. But
I'm just saying.
Maybe that's why they stopped doing it, because everyone's like calling saying somebody died.
Yeah, hey, my dad died.
You know, I got to go to Vegas next weekend because so and so died. Could you help me out with that ticket?
Right.
So I'm old, but I'm also manly now because
you're
manly. I'm now manly because I sat around a fire on Friday night at a Filipino party and drank Jack and Coke.
Well,
with all the men, because what always happens at these Filipino parties is the men folk all go outside and drink. Oh, look, there you go. You got Jack.
I have a bottle of Jack sitting right here.
I'm not a big fan of Jack, but it's all they had. And Mark accuses me of not having fun at these parties. He's like, you always just sit around, you sit in a corner and don't talk to anybody and whatever. Although it would be really difficult for me to talk to anybody because they're all speaking Filipino. And,
It was called Tagalog. It's
called Tagalog. But anyway,
yes.
Tagalog. Anyway, so I sat around, you know, well, no, we didn't talk about pussy, Big Fatty. Actually,
we could have been. You know that most people consume this podcast as a download. So what you say is Big Fatty just asked in the chat room, did you talk about pussy?
Well,
no, Big Fatty, we did not. See, you have to let the listener at home in on the chat room.
They could just think I have voices in my head and one of them's Big Fatty. But so,
yes, Big Fatty.
I was going to say, actually, I don't know if we talked about pussy, because here's what you do when you're sitting around a fire with a bunch of Filipino men drinking Jack and Coke and they're all speaking Tagalog. You wait until they laugh and then you laugh too. Ah, you know, good. So they could have been calling me names, you know, whatever, you know, because who knows? Occasionally they will speak English for me so that I, you know, can get involved. And the one thing about their language is that they do have English words that they will say. They don't speak just straight Tagalog, and they will say English interspersed. So sometimes if they're saying enough English, you can kind of follow along with what they're saying. But
But that's any language, because some things are, there's no foreign word. There's no foreign word for Jack Daniels. It's a brand name. It's Jack Daniels.
No, I mean, with their language, I'm sure there are
Do you know how to say your name in Japanese?
No, I do not. Adam.
Right, exactly. That's my point. Do you know how to say your name in German? It's Adam. Right, exactly.
But, well, no, not just words that they don't have in their language. I mean, because they learn English in school, they have got a mixture of, it'll be just random, you know, words that aren't unique. They're words that they probably have in their language, but because they've all learned English in school and they kind of switch back and forth, they will interject English words. So there you go. So I sat around a fire drinking Jack and Coke and laughing, hopefully at appropriate times. You know, who knows if I did, but Excellent. That's it for my weekend. So that was two weekends. You know, I sat around watching travel DVDs and Rick Steves going to the baths. And then I sat around an open flame with Filipino men and drank Jack and Coke. So, you know, that's
with a bunch
my
of straight,
exciting
straight
life.
Jalapeno, straight jalapeno.
Yes.
Straight jalapeno.
Jalapeno men. Yes, it was.
straight jalapeno men that you might have there. Excellent. Well, we have no tech stories, so play the thing.
Oh, okay. Then I will.
The news. So in the news, I've got one here that I didn't put on the Trello, so let me read mine here really quick.
Okay.
Hal Brewer, a family physician who delivered 5,000 babies in a career spanning nearly four decades, died Monday after a battle with cancer. He was 85.
And another news. Nothing seems appropriate. I mean, my stories that I've been, I mean, we've, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be insensitive.
You're not
to
being
anyone.
Insensitive. Though. You know what? It's fine. It's
and
fine.
In other news, a woman offered sex for Chicken McNuggets.
For Chicken McNuggets, right.
So anyway, a man was admitted to Bangkok Hospital after an unlicensed olive oil injection meant to enlarge his penis.
Wait. He was,
I'm hoping you're going to.
He was admitted to what hospital?
Bangkok Hospital.
To the Bangkok Hospital after he banged his cock.
Right. You were going to pick up on something else. An unlicensed olive oil.
There's a license. So there, you can actually get a license to inject olive oil into your penis.
Excuse me, sir. You should have called, our company, because we are licensed olive oil injection specialists. So it caused an infection so horrible that his testicles swelled to the size of medium-sized fruits. melons, I think. I don't know.
Wait. Now, fruits is a very broad category, right? Fruits includes things like kumquats and watermelons. So a medium-sized watermelon is considerably larger than a medium-sized, like, tangerine. So really?
They might have mentioned in the headline what the fruit was. I don't know. Anyway. So, but here's where it gets a little hinky or whatever. Six months ago, the 50-year-old man who is unnamed in reports.
wait, how old?
50-year-old man.
50-year-old man with large testicles.
Right.
Mm.
He suffered a cut to his penis, but he refused to go to the doctor until it became infected. When he finally went to the doctor, that's when they discovered that he had cancer. And they had to amputate his penis.
Exactly.
Now, they're saying
but did he get to keep his balls?
It doesn't go into that much detail, but they're saying that they thought that the cancer had to do with him injecting himself with olive oil.
Well, that's why you should always go to a licensed olive oil injector.
But it could have been that he left a cut until it got so infected that could have caused it. Anyway, in 2005, one of Bangkok's daily papers, The Nation, reported that many men in Thailand, somewhere in Thailand, underwent this procedure, which caused swelling, inflammation, and abscesses. So maybe in Thailand, there are licensed olive oil injectors. But
I got nothing.
You know, you ever watch those, you're watching something and this commercial will come on for any kind of drug at all. Mm-hmm. And they have that long list of possible consequences, you know. I can imagine going to the olive oil clinic and they're listing out could cause abscesses, you know, testicles the size of melons. I don't know.
on a completely different note, I was watching the election. Did you watch the election?
I did.
And because of the meltdown, I thought it would be fun to watch it on Fox News because they were just going fucking nuts over there.
I watched it on This is CNN.
No, I watched it on Fox News, and this is every single commercial break on the Fox News election night was basically
I use catheters, and if you do too, please listen carefully to this life-changing breakthrough. There is a new catheter that hurts less.
Now, keep in mind, he didn't say it doesn't hurt. He just said it hurts less.
Wow. You know a demographic of a channel when they're playing catheter commercials right after the Depends commercials.
It's just all night long. And it's like, Mitt Romney's going to lose. We're pissed off. We'll be back. I found a catheter that hurts less.
Did they have those hover round commercials, you know, right next to that?
Thanks to Obamacare, I can get catheters that hurt less. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But see,
I'm just saying,
with Obamacare, they'll get some free catheters.
Maybe every free catheters for all.
Right.
Ones that hurt less. Not ones that are painless, by the way, just ones that hurt less. They're still going to hurt you, but they're going to hurt less. Go ahead.
Oh. You know, there are some guys that, have you ever heard of sounding?
Oh, I don't want to. Yes, I have. And no.
So,
just,
you know,
they probably
want the catheters, the larger catheters. So,
right. The ones that still hurt.
Right. Electrified catheters, even.
Right.
So two dozen pro-nudity activists wearing little but their righteous indignation assembled on the steps of San Francisco City Hall on Wednesday to protest a proposed municipal ban on public nakedness.
Yes.
They're angry over a proposal from Supervisor Scott Weiner to only allow public nudity at city-sanctioned events like Bay to Breakers and Pride.
True. There is a new catheter that hurts less.
Local politicians in the famously tolerant city, where men in particular are known to frequently parade undressed through the streets of the predominantly gay...
Wait, who's parading naked?
Men.
Where?
In particular.
Where?
In San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Yeah, in the predominantly gay Castro district, are considering a law to criminalize nudity on streets, sidewalks, and plazas.
Now, Country Boy Wes in the chat room has... No, Gravitas in the chat room has posted a photo of a naked boy.
That's kind of a small penis. Is that for the small penis story?
I don't know, but you know what? You can't... He's not hard, though. He could be a grower, not a shower.
I don't care. He is hot. I'm not a size queen. I mean, if you're hot, you can have a small penis. It's okay. Don't inject yourself with olive oil. It's okay.
Maybe. I think that's what that cat is going to do there. That cat that's next to him there is a licensed olive oil.
So
anyway, I'm sorry. I've completely derailed you from the naked men. Please, I believe we were talking about...
catheter. Well, less.
There's someone representing them. There are five people actually going to file suit over this. And under the proposed law, which critics have dubbed the Wiener Bill, nudity would still be allowed at permitted parades, fairs, and festivals, as well as on designated nude beaches.
Is this a permitted place?
Right. San Francisco last year began requiring nudists to cover their butts in public and to wear clothes in restaurants. Residents say the restrictions only incited the so-called naked guys to grow more exhibitionists.
These so-called naked guys, not the actual naked guys, but the so-called naked guys. I got nothing. I was just going to say DI Plus, by the way, is a certified.
We are a permitted and permitted naked approved zone. Yeah. So if you want to be naked while listening or watching DI Plus,
right.
by all means, go right ahead.
Breakthrough. There is a new catheter that hurts less.
Anyway,
I'm glad it hurts less.
Excellent. And now I got to do the thing, don't I?
Yep.
Ah, shit.
Best produced.
Best produced. Let's not even talk about that, about how, you know what, it's not important for a podcast website to work normally 350 days out of the year, but those 15 days for voting, it's kind of important for the work. I'm sorry, when did our website go down? Like right in the middle of
that period. That was not my fault. And it took me several tries. There was some malware. Maybe it's, you know, okay, we haven't discussed this. Maybe there was some malware on my servers on my particular For the Dubious Intent site. And so my hosting company took the site down.
Yes.
And I had to go in and delete all this crap and whatever. So you know, it could have been a conspiracy. All those, the shows that you talked about on the last episode, the other podcasts that were in the same, you know, the same area as us, Best Produced.
Yes.
They could have put malware on our servers so that our site went down.
Right.
It's all, it's a conspiracy. They didn't want people.
It was probably that Beth's to the left.
It could have been. It could have, it, you know, I think that's what it was. It's your birthday.
DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by catheters that hurt less.
Oh, God. You know, Gravitas called himself the porn savant in the chat room a second ago.
I thought he was the porn whisperer.
And he could be both. So what I would like to ask is, I would like to add to this segment, I would like to add porn star birthdays. But I want a site that I can go to and find a list of gay porn star birthdays and titles of movies that they have been in. I found a site, but it doesn't tell you if they're gay porn stars. You have to click on their name and you have to go through all the titles and try to figure it out.
That just seems like a whole lot of work.
I want specifically gaypornstarbirthdays.com, but that doesn't exist. So if you know an easy way to find out gay porn stars' birthdays and titles that they've been in, I would appreciate that. I mean, we did have one that I'll just read briefly, and I've never heard of this guy before, but his name is Tanner Hayes.
My first time, I was completely out of the closet in high school, and I was texting a friend of mine.
I'm sorry. I was watching a porn. Go ahead.
So his name is Tanner Hayes.
Tanner Hayes.
A few of his movies here. Another Man's Hand. Ass Lick
Tanner
Alley.
Hayes. I'm looking for him here on the thing. I do not see a porn star.
Tanner Hayes. First time triers 15. Now wait, can I just say?
You can say whatever you want.
So one of his movies is First Time Triers 15.
Yes.
That, like, the 15th installment of First Time Triers. Isn't that kind of a oxymoron or a whatever you call it, where, like, First Time Triers number 15.
I'm sorry to report that retired performer Tanner Hayes has died. The news began circulating last week, and it took only a few days to confirm its veracity. Together with reps from Falcon Studios, we found an obituary that was printed yesterday. Mr. Hayes, 40, passed on April 8th in a hospital in Boise, Idaho.
Well, I didn't say he was alive. I didn't get that far. No, I did.
He was 40 years old, so I doubt he was. It had anything to do with 15 years old. I think probably had to do with inches or something.
No. 15. I'm saying first time, but never mind. Forget it. It was bad. So I wanted to add that, but I would like to find an easier way for me to find.
Okay.
He was also in Ass Lick Alley for anyone who.
I love that one. That one's up for a podcast award, I think.
I think so. So here's our first non-porn star birthday. God, I hope so. I hope this is not a porn star.
By the way, you didn't play a clip. I was supposed to guess it.
Get set. Go!
You heard it here first. It pays to be a big dipper, especially when you're trying to hit a hefty hover with the high-powered high.
Okay, stop. So is it the person that started the thing, or is it the announcer?
It is the person who started it, who said, on your mark.
Mark Summers.
It is Mark Summers. I used to watch that
show. I remember this from last year. However, I do recognize that was from Double Dare. So
I never said I wouldn't repeat. I like Mark Summers.
Okay.
Yes, Mark Summers is 61 years old, and my favorite part of Double Dare was the obstacle course at the end, but my favorite one of the little items in the obstacle course was the big mouth with the tongue, with all the gross stuff on the tongue that they would have to slide down.
Okay, why?
I don't know. It just what? Maybe it had something to do with Ass Lick Alley. I don't know. A big tongue. I don't
right.
know.
So move on.
Happy birthday,
move on.
Mark Summers. Now this one is a very difficult one, but I'm gonna try it anyway. So this is the first one, and I think you might know this show. We'll see.
It's very hard to hear the Now I do know this show. I'm trying to think what the show is though. It's 6 Feet Under.
Okay, yes, the show is 6 Feet Under.
So I'm going to go with Peter Krause.
No, this person is also in this one that I'm going to play here for a second, which we talked about on a recent episode.
Yeah.
No idea.
We talked about this in a recent episode. I said the dripping noise annoyed me.
Oh, it was dripping. Yeah, and his thing. And I don't know who that, because that's not, so it's not Michael C. Hall, because you would have played Dexter.
So it's a woman with a really funky eye.
It's a woman with a really funky eye. It's that woman with the really funky eye.
So, okay. So I'll just tell you who it is. And you probably won't even know who it is. Francis Conroy. But if you, someone in the chat room can, Frances Conroy played the maid on American Horror Story, the season one.
Is that with a W?
No.
Okay.
But she actually did play a whore in, she was a whorish maid. But anyway, she has a really funny looking eye. I think she went blind in one eye or something. But
what's her name? What's her name again?
Frances Conroy. So there are pictures of her without a funky eye. But now she has this funky eye.
Oh, so she was the mother in 6 Feet Under.
Yes.
Okay.
Did she have a funky eye in 6 Feet Under?
No.
She does now.
Okay.
So I don't know if she's in season two of American Horror Story. She was in season one. Anyway, the next one, you're not going to get it, I don't think, is Yanni. Happy birthday, Yanni. He's 58. Because would you have guessed this song?
No.
Anyway, I thought there'd be something Yanni recognizable, but screw it. So happy birthday, Yanni. So here is our next birthday that is a recognizable theme song.
Oh, look, Big Fatty guessed it. Does the theme to The Cosby Show.
Yes, it is.
So it could be any one of those little fuckers.
I'll say it was one of the daughters.
Oh, so it's a Jasmine guy.
Who went on to a different world.
Yeah, I don't know. We had this, but it was Lisa something.
Lisa Bonet is 45 years old.
45 years, like Jell-O pudding. I got nothing. They wanna be me. I am the fantasy. Oh, so this is RuPaul.
It is RuPaul.
Yes.
RuPaul, and I saw a picture of RuPaul as a guy recently, and he's not looking as... He used to look really hot like 10, 15 years ago.
Do you not watch RuPaul's Drag Race? Because he's out of drag all the time on that show.
Oh, no, I do not watch Drag Race.
Well,
but I saw a photo on the interwebs, and he doesn't look nearly as hot as I thought he did once upon a time.
Well, isn't that true about everyone?
But turned 52 years old.
It's a new catheter that hurts less. And you can.
Well, he might know about that now. I don't know.
Yes.
Happy birthday to all of those obscure people.
I'm on Facebook, he and I were talking for a few weeks, and it came around that he was coming to see me because he wanted to hang out.
Right.
No intentions on doing anything.
Right. Yeah.
But
we've
everything
all been
just
there.
Started going right away. Yeah. And Dad was on the road. So
whole dad.
To myself.
Wait, with
the
catheter?
He was driving 3 hours to come see me. He told
me
he was 5 minutes away.
Be
there soon.
Yes, yes.
I just got home, put my bag away, and got ready. He actually was going to ask me out pretty much right after he'd gotten there, but didn't get around to it.
No, he didn't.
He had gotten there.
Uh-huh.
We sat there for just a couple minutes, just talking, and then.
All right. Anyway, so happy birthday to each and every one. It's your birthday. All right, yeah. All right, late breaking news. I'm being told here by the chat room that it is Tom from Chicago's birthday this coming Thursday, Conscience Charles' birthday on Friday, and Terminally Single Tim on Sunday. So,
I would have thought that you would have remembered Conscience's birthday since you have this whole, thing going on, to stand up for Conscience.
I tried. Yeah, how's that working out?
Well, I don't know. You're the one that started it. Maybe.
Not working out. Excellent. Take a drink. So contact this week. Looks like we have exactly one.
We do. We have one contact this week. And I'll let you read it.
Oh, great. Okay. did it start off or just started right here? With it? So this comes from Carrie, formerly from Germany, now not in Germany, who is catching up on our show. She says, I thought that you guys would think that this was great. You can make a Google beatbox. Go to Google Translate. All right, everyone, if you want to play along, you can do this. Go to Google Translate and type in PVZKBSCHKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZKPVZ
You get a
translate from English to German.
And then you listen to it, which I have done. So we'll have a little listen here.
Okay. So I got a question.
I got an answer.
Why does it have to be from English to German? What would happen if it was if we just played it as English?
I don't know. Let's try that.
See? Same thing. How about Spanish? Excellent. So there you go. You can play around with that. It's a, let's see. Let me finish it here. And Daniel, I want to give you my deepest condolences. I lost my mom last year and my dad when I was 8. I understand the pain of losing a parent. I remember hearing your dad on previous episodes, and he was always a great sport. That's because we never told him what was going on. I will keep you in my prayers, and I certainly hope your pain subsides. Now, I know you are all on the edge of your seats with my catch-up. We are, indeed. I am currently on episode 25, and the Celebrity Death Phone Contest is going on. Oh, wait until you find out who wins that. And I am sad that I was not listening during the contest. It would be fun to participate. Therefore, I ask for you to start a new contest of some sort. I want to win. And lastly, happy birthday to Stephen from Wisconsin. Excellent.
Happy birthday.
Right. Adam, I want you to do this. Let's see.
I was going to do what I was supposed to do.
Oh. What were you going to do?
I was going to end the contest.
No. I want you to, speaking of the beatboxing, I want you to go to jamwithchrome.com.
Oh.
All right. And I'm going to pick, let's see. I'm going to give myself a name here. My name is Daniel. Excellent. So you're there. I'm going to pick an instrument. Let's see. What instrument would I like to pick? I'm going to pick
Should I press enter?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to pick a funky electric guitar. Let's see. All right. That's my guitar. All right. And so now I'm going to invite a friend here. Let's see. I'm going to invite... okay. I'm going to share the link to my jam. I'm going to copy. All right. So I guess you don't go there. I guess I'm going to post this and you're going to join me. Here. Click on the link that's there in the...
Hold on.
In the chat. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to do this because I'm crazy. I'm going to post this on Google Plus. So if you're on Google Plus, you can do this right now.
Okay.
If you follow me on Google Plus, there is a link there that you can jump in here and you can pick an instrument. I am playing the funky guitar. Just want to let you know that. That's me. And then what we'll do, you see, is you start playing it here. Waiting for someone to
join. Should I mute mine though?
No, because you'll be playing a different instrument. See, we jam together.
Okay, so I have to hit enter?
Yeah, go in. Well, I guess, yeah, you would mute yours for the delay because I'll hear it over here. Yes, Wes, we're on YouTube. All right. Now I got someone coming in here. Let's see. Why aren't we doing the thing? I don't know. I don't have the link to the YouTube thing. Someone in the chat room want to post Wes the link to this thing? All right. Are you playing yet?
Well, if I have to mute it, how am I going to know if I'm playing?
No, click on the two under autoplay. Click on two. Or just type the number two on your keyboard on that computer.
On autoplay.
Just right, two. Just type the number two. There you go.
This is riveting.
No, hit two. Hit one. There you go. See, now we're just waiting for other people to click on that link and join in here.
RC in the chat room says this is his favorite part of
this
show.
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, right. There you go. These are things that make me happy. I want to do a new podcast and I need a new theme song. So I figured if I could hoodwink enough people into going in there and playing that.
Oh, I see.
He actually made the first move. He leaned in to kiss me.
Is that really a porn?
Started making out. Decided
yes.
to go to the bedroom.
Because he sounds gay for sure.
And I continued to make out. Then I started taking each other's clothes off.
He's flashing back now.
His body straight, started giving him a blowjob once I got down there.
Went down there. Oh, he giggled at that. I don't want to say that. Down there. Anyway, I'm.
We have just derailed completely.
We have. You know what? We've just derailed everything, and you know what you're gonna do.
I don't know.
This is kind of
like when I was at that party drinking Jack Daniels around the fire, you know, the open fire. I mean,
with all the straight guys.
Yeah, with all the straight guys. I mean, everybody was just talking and it was random and everything. And
yes. No, I want to see where this is going. Yes.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Because we're on such a wild tangent and like it's a big train wreck, basically. Right. And at one point in the evening, they borrowed Mitten's monkey.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus 229-234-7587. I had to bring that back up. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Of course, you can always go to the website, dubiousintent.com, and, poke around there when it's not being redirected to a temporarily down site, like, you know, during the podcast voting.
It's up now. It's up.
Oh, yeah. Now that the voting's over, the website's back up. Awesome.
It's not my fault. You know, it's unfortunate that all this happens to me.
All right. Get your Chrome all lined up here in the chat room, because as soon as we're done here, I'm going to try this again. All right. We're going to try the Chrome thing again just for a minute. God damn it. I'm going to make it work. Anyway, for the rest of you, I'll spare you the misery of it. So.
Exactly.
Thank you for everyone that said everything nice, and good night, Chet.
Good night, David.